This is KUT. Austin City Council members will take a final vote today to put a $720 million transportation bond on the November ballot. $720 million. That sounds like a lot of money, certainly more money than most of us will see in a lifetime. And Mayor Steve Adler seems to think so, too. He's calling it his, quote, go big bond. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey and I sat down to talk about how bigness is all relative. And I started by asking, can we go even bigger?
Totally, Matt. And there are two ways to pay for it. The first would require raising taxes even more. Right now, city staff says a $720 million bond will cost the average homeowner an additional $5 a month in property taxes. But believe it or not, we have a relatively low property tax rate here in Austin.
Right, around like 44 cents per $100?
Yeah, around there. So that's the portion of taxes you pay. But according to state law, a city can collect as much as $2.50 per every $100 a home's worth.
That is a lot more.
A lot more, yeah. And we can use that additional tax to pay for a much, much bigger bond. Raising taxes that much would require a public vote. And well, who knows how that'll go.
So what's our other option to go even bigger?
So there's a free option. Well, nothing in life is free, but there's an option that would not require an additional tax increase. The city has what's called bond capacity. The best analogy is a car payment. Hey, Matt, did you hear I just bought a new car?
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Great. Drives like a beaut. And works well for this analogy. So I'm now paying roughly $250 a month on a car payment. That's my debt capacity. That's what I've budgeted I can afford as a journalist with a huge salary. I know, right? Anyway, the city of Austin has the same thing, what they can afford given certain tax rates. That number is $500 million. But the mayor's only using half of that, $250 million of a $720 million bond. That $250 million comes with no additional cost to the taxpayer. But the other $470 million comes at a price. So yeah, we could go bigger, and the mayor told me he'd like to. But the question is how big you could go without really hurting the budgets of Austin taxpayers. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.